is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A federal judge heard arguments this afternoon about last week's deportations of suspected Venezuelan gang members and whether the Trump administration ignored the judge's order to turn those planes around. More from CBS's Jake Rosen.
Judge Boasberg said he may tweak his temporary restraining order in some ways or another before an appeals court hearing on Monday, but the Trump administration is basically banking on this to be heard by an appeals court Monday and potentially then go to the Supreme Court if they do not have an appeals court on Monday or Judge Boasberg revoke his block on these deportations.
Columbia University will reportedly agree to President Trump's demand so $400 million in federal funding can be restored. The school will ban masks, give its campus police more powers, and appoint someone other than faculty to oversee its Mideast Studies Department and its Center for Palestine Studies. The wife of detained Columbia grad student Mahmoud Khalil is breaking her silence. Noor Abdallah tells CBS Sunday Morning about the moment ICE agents arrested her husband.
For me, I think the reason I was so calm was because I was like, this is just a misunderstanding. They're going to take him away. They're going to take him to 26 Federal Plaza, see that he has a green card. He'll be home in a few hours.
The Trump administration wants to deport Khalil. President Trump is denying a New York Times report that Elon Musk was at the Pentagon today to get a look at confidential plans for a hypothetical war with China.
If they ever wanted to do that, I think Elon wouldn't do it. I think he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't want to put himself in that position.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The concern, of course, is that somebody who is an unelected senior government official working at the behest of the president may have been read into some incredibly top secret or classified information this morning. And that may have been part of why sources were eager to get that information out.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says Musk was there to talk about efficiencies at the Pentagon. Flights have resumed at London's Heathrow Airport after an 18-hour shutdown due to a power outage. James Crothers had just taken off from JFK, bound for London, when his flight had to turn around.
About 5-10 minutes later, the captain told us that there had been a fire. Frankly, I just wanted to sleep. I really wanted to just go to bed. But at that point, things got a bit exciting, so I was quite happy to end up in JFK again.
London authorities say the substation fire that knocked out the power at Heathrow was non-suspicious. Mount Spur near Anchorage, Alaska, is expected to erupt within weeks or months. Resident Enrique Carveo is getting ready.
I've done some research on the last time it erupted. Just want to stay safe. Heard that the ash could last a few days, you know, not get to breathe in. So figured I'd come down to Home Depot, buy a respirator.
The volcano last erupted in 1992, covering Anchorage in ash. Stocks finished the day slightly higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Park Panthers proceed in the playoffs. A state title for Park is one win away after a thrilling game this afternoon in Madison. The final was Park 65, Cedarburg 63. We'll have coverage tomorrow of the title game starting at 6. The boys' Park team hasn't won a basketball championship since 1943. Construction in the Lincoln King neighborhood is set to begin in May. The Racine project will feature 33 new townhomes and eventually a $68 million community health center. The initiative aims to transform the area. Go deeper on the development, including where the money is coming from, at RacineCountyEye.com. A late-night police chase in Racine ended with the arrest of two men at gunpoint near Franklin. The chase was brought to an end when spike strips were put out. The Quick Trip at Green Bay Road and 52nd Street in Kenosha has reopened. They recently underwent a lengthy remodel. Racine County is hosting a community open house event at the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center on April 16th. The attempt is to showcase the new facility in Caledonia. And the high schoolers are playing in Madison, and some college kids are playing in Milwaukee. The Fiserv Forum hosted an open practice yesterday for March Madness. Games at the Forum today will include teams like North Carolina, Xavier, and Ole Miss. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
More. March Madness. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the NCAA tournament, continues tonight in Cleveland with the Marquette Golden Eagles against the New Mexico Lobos. Tip-off time at 6:25. The Badgers will play Brigham Young tomorrow night in Denver at 6:25. Wisconsin beating the Montana Grizzlies 85-66. Head coach Greg Gard able to give all of his guys some playing time, including Carter Gilmore. 8 points, 6 rebounds.
Our bench has been one of our strengths throughout the year. We've gotten great contributions off it. You saw Amos tonight. McGee's done that throughout the year. Janicki's done it at times. And then obviously Gilmore.
NBA, the Bucks rolled over the Lakers in L.A. last night, 118-89. Their road trip continues tomorrow night in Sacramento against the Kings. Women's college hockey, number one ranked Wisconsin against Minnesota tonight in the semifinals of the Frozen Four. The winner advancing to the championship Sunday at the Ritter Arena in Minneapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight looks mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, but cooler, highs to the upper 30s. On Sunday, the wind picks up and rain moves into the area, a high in the upper 40s. Some snow Sunday night.
Right now, it's 58.
WRJN, are you headed to the movies this weekend? Let's check in with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. He lets us know what's playing. Brett?
The first is Snow White. This is from Disney. It's a live-action version of the classic tale. Snow White is played by Rachel Zegler. She's joining the Seven Dwarfs to liberate her kingdom from the Evil Queen, played by Gal Gadot. The next movie is Alto Nights. This is an R-rated gangster docudrama, and it's directed by Barry Levinston, who brought us Rain Man, Good Morning Vietnam, and Bugsy. In this one, Robert De Niro actually plays both of the main characters in the movie, two former friends and mafia dons who find themselves going head-to-head in mid-20th century New York. And our last movie is a rated R psychological thriller called Locked. Bill Skarsgård plays a thief who breaks into an SUV only to realize he slipped into a sophisticated game controlled remotely by a character that happens to be played by Anthony Hopkins. There are so many great movies at the cinemas right now. Go check one out.
Hi, Brent. It's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women, you got women. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da. Da 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 da,
alright, alright,
da 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 da. Settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. I need love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, hey, hurry, love.
Again.
Presley on WRJN. All right, let's take you back to 1956 on this date. March 21st, 1956, Elvis appeared at the 4,000-seat YMCA Gymnasium in Lexington, North Carolina. Also on the bill, by the way, was the Carter Sisters featuring June Carter. Tickets would cost you $1.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy Eight Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, gifts for any occasion. Visit their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
The Park Panthers boys basketball team is in the state finals for the first time in 65 years, and Lee's Deli is joining the excitement. This weekend only, score $3 off any extra large sub sandwich as you cheer on the Panthers. Whether you order the Godfather, the Standard, the Gobbler, or the Hen House, Lee's Deli has your game day cravings covered. Swing by the shop on Washington Avenue to fuel up during this sports-filled weekend. $3 off extra large subs only through Sunday. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine and the Park Panthers, one meal at a time.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Who takes longer to pick out a pair of jeans at the store, men or women? That's right, men. Women, it says, can try on up to 10 pair of jeans, men up to 20. Folk, and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the Don Rosen Morning Show. His show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week, and now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com and clicking on the Don Rosen Morning Show to listen. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Park Panthers proceed in the playoffs. A state title for Park is one win away after a thrilling game this afternoon in Madison. The final was Park 65, Cedarburg 63. We'll have coverage tomorrow of the title game starting at 6. The boys Park team hasn't won a basketball championship since 1943. The public will get to see the inside of a new Caledonia facility meant to help troubled youth. Racine County is set to host a community open house at the newly constructed Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center. That'll happen on April 16th. The 48-bed, 70,000-square-foot facility is named after the late county executive. It aims to provide support, education, and rehab for at-risk youth. A statement says the facility represents a shift from traditional juvenile detention, instead focusing on what's called trauma-informed care and a zero-detention model. Concerns for a congressman can be phoned in. Congressman Brian Stile will hold a telephone town hall on Monday. People living in the 1st District can sign up for the telephone town hall online or by calling his office. Democrats have been critical of Republicans for not holding in-person events. Practice yesterday, games today. March Madness is in Milwaukee starting today with the Fiserv Forum hosting an open practice yesterday. Fans could get in for free and watch 8 teams practice. Those teams included North Carolina, Ole Miss, and Xavier. Games get going this afternoon and will continue through tonight. The Badgers got a win in the tournament yesterday. Marquette plays today. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight looks mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, but cooler, highs to the upper 30s. On Sunday, the wind picks up and rain moves into the area, a high in the upper 40s. Some snow Sunday night. Right now, it's 58.
Slim and weak, you got
Racine's home for local news and timeless hints, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. Good afternoon, Diane.
Hello there.
Let me guess, we're going to be talking about a big event coming up tomorrow?
We are okay. Indeed.
What's going on?
Earlier this week, I gave you the full rundown of the Art Seed Showcase Creativity in Bloom event. It happens at UW Parkside tomorrow, Saturday the 22nd. This first-of-its-kind event is shaping up to be something really special. So I just want to give it one final shout-out, an encore, if you will. For just $60, a ticket supports the ArtSeed grant program, as well as providing entry to a full slate of performances, exhibits, projects, and art across nearly every medium. We have instrumental, vocal, comedy, and dance performances. There will be literature, film, podcast, fine and visual arts in 2D and 3D, poetry, art therapy, muralists, so much more all in one place for one afternoon. Tickets will be available at the door starting at 1 o'clock with the main event at 3 o'clock. But just to speed up the line, we do recommend purchasing in advance at racineartscouncil.org on the Art Seed Showcase tab.
All right. And that website one more time, racineartscouncil.org. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Hey, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Kurt. You too.
Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it, do do, feeling groovy, 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 feeling groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. Baffled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you. All is groovy.
Rolling Stones, Honky Tonk Women on WRJN. By the way, that single was given away to all the fans who helped clean up after the Stones' free concert in Hyde Park on July 5th, 1969.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. On a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow, I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty. That no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries. Red man deep inside.
tribe. So proud to live. So proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return. Will return.
News. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Listen for details on our next WRJN statewide text to win contest. Lots of fun qualifying prizes every day and a great grand prize too. Download the Civic Media app to play along. Details on the way, on the air and online at WRJN.com.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text. Text TIP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TIP to 321-321. That's TIP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We acknowledge the courageous efforts of Dickie Chappelle. She defied expectations to become the first female war correspondent, reporting from the front lines of World War II and the Korean conflict. Editors at Life magazine and National Geographic called the Milwaukee area woman one of the most respected reporters of her time. Chappelle was 40 years old when she took up parachuting. She then made history by becoming the first woman to be approved by the Pentagon to jump into combat with American troops. Sadly, while on assignment in Vietnam in 1965, she was killed by a landmine. She was the first correspondent, male or female, to die in action. Her fearless pursuit of truth in the face of danger remains an inspiration to us all. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Brittany Merlau. WRJN.
Bedtime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm bound. When it's gone, I run out to see my baby. We get grooving when the sun goes down. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. To forget the day. Day of up-tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. And it's time to groove. I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. There's Neil Diamond, and thank the Lord for the nighttime. You know, his musical is called A Beautiful Noise, and it's going to be playing in Milwaukee at the Marcus Center beginning Tuesday and running through Sunday, March 30th. Tickets are on sale now. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I will talk to you again Monday afternoon at 2. Have a great weekend.
Left a good job in the city.
notion.